Page 94. Reading. Read and listen.
Travel smart.
Okay, you're planning a foreign trip. After you get your passport, reservations, and tickets, it's time to think about clothes. Clothing customs can vary from very liberal to quite conservative. Compare clothing do's and don'ts in two popular destinations.
Turkey.
Pack light clothing for the heat. Even though most tourists wear t-shirts and shorts, Turkish people usually wear more modest clothes, dresses or blouses with sleeves for women, and short-sleeve shirts and long pants for men. For tourists visiting Turkey's beautiful historic places, casual, comfortable clothing is fine for men and women. If you visit a mosque, however, the dress code is stricter and shorts are definitely inappropriate for both men and women. Women must cover their knees, shoulders, and head, and men must cover their knees and shoulders. Everyone must remove his or her shoes. On Turkey's beaches, on the other hand, anything goes for tourists. Shorts, t-shirts, and sandals or flip-flops are normal for both Turkish people and foreigners.
The United States.
United States weather in July differs by region. A good rule of thumb is to check an internet weather site to be sure. The dress code is generally liberal, so it's common in the warmer months for Americans of both sexes to wear t-shirts, shorts, and sandals or flip-flops on the street and in informal settings. But young people frequently wear some pretty wild clothes. The dress code, however, is definitely not anything goes in schools, formal restaurants, or religious institutions. There, more conservative clothes and shoes are appropriate, with women wearing skirts, dresses, or nice pants with a sweater or a blouse. But even in more formal places, like offices, women never have to cover their arms. For men, in formal settings, a suit and tie or a nice shirt and a blazer are always appropriate.